from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the National Weather Service is warning of multiple hazards as a storm is expected to make its way across New Jersey this afternoon. Strong winds that could knock down trees and power lines, thunder and lightning, and even a possible tornado are all on the table. New Jersey 101.5 Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero will have everything you need to know coming up. State police want the public's help in an awful case of animal cruelty.
State police troopers were called to a maintenance yard along the parkway in Monmouth County late Thursday morning. Workers had found four large dog food bags along the highway near a marshy area in Aberdeen. Inside were four dead pit bull mixes. Police say the dogs had suffered injuries consistent with dog fighting. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
What's driving the continued losses on Wall Street? Ken Kamen, managing director of CW Advisors, says markets hate uncertainty.
There's only been a handful of times where we've had this kind of uncertainty about so many different things, policy, international trade, tariffs, even employment with all the firings and everything that's going on.
He reminds people that investing is a long-term strategy, and it's best not to make decisions on short-term news, especially if you don't need the money you're saving for several years. A pair of school staffers in Ocean County is being hailed as heroes for saving a choking child. The Manchester Township School District's recent board meeting featured a hero salute for lunch aide Alyssa Testa and phys ed teacher Ride Strapp. The two are monitoring lunchtime at Ridgeway Elementary School on February 19th when one student alerted Testa that a student was choking. Staff applied the Heimlich and saved the student, who recovered. The pair praised all the students in the cafeteria at the time for staying calm during the incident. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is it getting sloppy and soggy tonight? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Get ready for another weather roller coaster ride after strong thunderstorms roll through New Jersey. Between now and this evening, temperatures will take another tumble on a brisk, chilly wind tomorrow. Now, our biggest concern over the next few hours, heavy rain and gusty winds. Could be some small hail out there, too. Lots of lightning with these storms. We'll see things start to taper off later this evening, 9, 10 o'clock, and then lingering showers and fog through daybreak tomorrow morning. Low temperatures tonight, around the mid-40s. Now, tomorrow's going to be a blustery day with mostly cloudy skies and falling temperatures. We'll see 50s in the morning, but 40s by late afternoon. Friday, things settle down a bit. It'll be sunny, breezy, and seasonable to close out the work week. Highs in the upper 40s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Clark, 60 degrees. Middletown, 55. Atlantic City, 52. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by MyPillow. Their mega sale is going on now. Get the best-selling standard MyPillow for just $14.98. To take advantage of this offer, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Jersey. Plus, every order ships absolutely free.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.